Good morning, everyone. Happy to have so many devoted guests with us this morning. Welcome, special welcome. We're starting again. Oh, we're starting again. Testing. We are starting. Okay. We are starting again tomorrow, the annual observance of Mother's Day, then Father's Day, and finally Grandparents' Day. As we mentioned last year at this time, Gurudeva put Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Grandparents' Day in our calendar because they are natural opportunities to express appreciation. Sometimes it is hard to find the right time. This is a time that has been set aside. Okay, it is Mother's Day, what do we do? Appreciate Mom. It is very nice, and certainly everyone in our global congregation has that spirit. It's a great time to verbalize our appreciation and, as Gurudeva says, be specific. Try and figure out very specific points because that makes someone really feel you thought about it and it has a heartfelt sincerity behind it. That is the key. You don't just want to say, you are wonderful. But you want to say specific things about the person so they have a sense that you are really deeply feeling what you say, that it is not just a surface compliment. Here's an interesting story about expressing appreciation. A few years ago, a bird would come to our courtyard every day at lunchtime and take some of the food and fly away. We assumed back to her nest to feed her young. I remember one day in particular, we had put a little tofu out on a ledge just for her, as we noticed she liked tofu. So she came as usual, took the tofu away, and then came back and sang a long and beautiful song, which we like to think was an expression of appreciation. It's our introduction. Main feature. Today's lesson on good conduct is on the ninth yama of mitahara, which is to be moderate in appetite, neither eating too much nor consuming meat, fish, shellfish, fowl, or eggs. Enjoy fresh, wholesome vegetarian foods that vitalize the body. Avoid junk food, drink in moderation. Eat at regular times, only when hungry, at a moderate pace, never between meals in a disturbed atmosphere, or when upset. Follow a simple diet, avoiding rich or fancy fare. Let's look first at some common examples of not following this yama. First example. Regularly reports appear in the news these days of the growing problem of obesity among children in the United States. For adults to be obese is problematic, but when it is a problem among children, it is a much greater one. In fact, the day I was writing this, a few days ago, a new study was issued citing that obesity was now a problem even among young children, toddler age. Second example, in the United States and many countries in which U.S. businesses have expanded, franchises that serve junk food abound. Hamburgers and French fries are the most popular. There are even junk food restaurants in many of the public schools in the United States. Third example, due to recent events in our personal life, we have ended up in a lonely and sad state of mind. To make ourselves feel better, we add a large amount of ice cream and cake to our evening meals and, of course, start gaining weight. Fourth example, today convenience foods abound, such as canned and frozen vegetables. It is so much faster to cook with canned or frozen corn than fresh that we can't resist using it even though we know it has little nutritional value. As we know, all of the yamas focus on harnessing a tendency of the instinctive mind. In the case of mitahara, moderate appetite, the instinctive tendency we are focusing on harnessing is, of course, our appetite. We tend to eat too much, as well as foods that are not good for our health. It is a restraint that we must all obey, and which is one of the most difficult. However, gaining control over our appetite helps us have greater control over all the other instinctive tendencies as well. So in making progress with this yama, we also progress in all the others. Here is a story to illustrate Mitahara. In traveling to Toronto last month, we ended up in the Chicago airport at lunchtime, both in going and coming back. The Chicago airport has a huge number of restaurants, more than any airport that I've ever been in. But most of them only serve junk food. McDonald's is by far the most common restaurant. We had to walk quite a distance and search hard to find a restaurant among them all that serves something nutritious. The Chicago airport situation illustrates that these days people are not very concerned about eating nutritious meals, otherwise there would be less junk food only restaurants. Mitahara has a number of aspects to it. The basic one, of course, is simply not eating too much. According to Ayurveda, not eating too much is the greatest thing you can do for your health if you want a long life, ease in meditation, and a balanced, happy mind. That is why for thousands of years, yogis, sadhus, and meditators have eaten moderately. The Tirukkural, in his chapter 95, Marunda, Medicine, includes 6 verses on moderate appetite, reflecting Ayurvedic wisdom and showing how the key to good health is in how much, what, and when we eat. The chapter advises that we should eat in moderation, only if hungry, and never between meals. Overeating is sometimes caused by using food to fulfill an emotional need, as we mentioned earlier. At work, the expected promotion did not manifest, and we are unhappy about this. To rid ourselves of this unhappiness, we overeat, and the pleasure of eating temporarily fills this void. We can fill in the void in a more direct way. Being self-reflective, we can realize we have gotten a bit sad and spend extra time at the temple worshiping Lord Ganesha to raise our consciousness up to the point where we are no longer sad. The practice of fasting on a regular basis strengthens control over our appetite. Common days for regular fasting are on Fridays and on the 13th titi of each fortnight, which is called the Paradosha Vrata. Fasting consists of skipping breakfast and lunch and taking only liquids such as water, herb teas, or fruit juices until the fast is broken by the dinner meal. The second aspect of Mitahara is vegetarianism. In the past 50 years, millions of meat eaters have made the personal decision to stop eating the flesh of other creatures. There are many different reasons that have inspired them to do so. There are websites that list up to 101 different reasons, and even a website with the URL goveg.com. Can you imagine that? Goveg.com. Gurudeva selected 5 major motivations for the decision to give up eating meat. First reason, meat eating violates the principle of not harming other living creatures. Second reason, it creates negative karma. Third reason, it lowers our state of consciousness. Fourth reason, it is a less healthy diet. And fifth and last reason, it is a much less efficient use of our natural resources. The Tirukkural has an entire chapter on vegetarianism, chapter 26, Abstaining from Eating Meat, which states that vegetarianism is the way of insightful souls who have realized that meat is the butchered flesh of another creature, and that such restraint is an act of greater value than 1,000 ghee offerings consumed in sacrificial fires. Let's take a closer look at the third of the 5 reasons for giving up eating meat, which is that it lowers our state of consciousness. A vegetarian diet helps to put us in touch with our higher consciousness. Eating meat, fish, fowl, and eggs opens the door to lower consciousness and makes it harder to stay out of the states of fear, anger, jealousy, and the subsequent remorseful emotions that follow. A vegetarian diet is therefore quite helpful in increasing our control over these lower states of mind. A third aspect of Mitahara focuses on the quality of the food we eat. Fresh vegetables are greatly superior to canned or frozen vegetables in nutritional value. Whole grains such as whole wheat flour and unpolished rice are superior to white flour and polished rice. Cooking by steaming preserves nutrients the best. Boiling loses some of the nutrients, and deep frying adds unhealthy oil to our diet. Our Nadinada Sutra describes the vegetarian Ayurvedic diet prescribed by Gurudeva. Shiva's devotees cook and eat in the balanced, varied vegetarian Indian Ayurvedic manner, enjoying healthy, unprocessed, freshly cooked foods. Occasionally, they may partake of cuisine from other world cultures. In conclusion, be moderate in appetite, neither eating too much nor consuming meat, fish, shellfish, fowl, or eggs. Enjoy fresh, wholesome vegetarian foods that vitalize the body. Avoid junk food. Drink in moderation. Eat at regular times, only when hungry, at a moderate pace, never between meals, in a disturbed atmosphere, or when upset. Follow a simple diet, avoiding rich or fancy fare. Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you very much.